The Lord said, pray that you enter not into temptation. How many times have you prayed? It doesn't matter what kind of missiles he sends out against you. With your shield of faith, that means faith is a shield. Satan can play the game with you until you take your sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema. This is the day to build your faith strong. Don't wait for the evil day.
Hello and welcome to Stick to the Word. As a man of God always says, that when you stick to the Word, you will come back with a testimony. And this program is designed for you to grow in the Word of God and to be transformed from glory to glory. My name is Sister Chichi, and with me today is...
My name is Brother Hugo. It is a pleasure to be here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The mysteries of Christ from our man of God, from your Love World specials. Thank you so much, Pastor Chris, for this wonderful opportunity, for all those heavy duty teachings. It will last a lifetime and a generation or two. Praise God. Thank you, our highly esteemed Pastor Ose Oyakhilome, the director of Love World Networks. Love you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. Now, people of God, on King's Chat, you can leave us your testimonies, your comments, your thoughts, and how the program and watching Pastor on Alpha TV has impacted your life. You can leave us those comments on the Love World platform. It's very important. Remember, the scripture said, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Mm-hmm. Your testimony is important. It will encourage, it will edify, it will build, it will cause someone to believe like you believed and be able to receive their miracle. Right, Sister Chichi?
Exactly.
Yes.
And also download the Alpha TV app if you don't have it on your phone, on your mobile device, and be blessed by messages that are going to transform your life, renew your mind, and give you sound wisdom. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Right now, we're going to rush into the message right now. So just relax, get your notepads, get your pen, get ready to be blessed by our dear man of God, Pastor Chris. God bless you.
At that day, and I explained that to you yesterday, at that day, that's the day when the Holy Ghost comes. That's the day when he joins himself with us. That's the day when the church begins. Christ is made manifest in his body and the head being joined together. He says, when I come back, I'll join myself to you. That's what he meant. He said, I'll receive you unto myself. Paralambano. I'll take you unto myself. At that day you shall know. That's what's happening now. You shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Glory to God. I told you that's not going to happen in heaven. That's not in heaven. That's definitely down here on earth. That day is this day. And it began when Jesus Christ came back in the Holy Spirit to join himself with us. Hallelujah. That's where the church began. And the church, the Bible says, is his body, the fullness of him. Oh God. Oh God. I gotta read that to you. Go to Hebrews chapter 1. I'll read from verse 1. Hey. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. I wish I was zeroing in on this. But look at verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory, the Son, Jesus Christ, being the brightness of God's glory. That means the outshining of God's glory, all right? The brightness of his glory and the express image. Whew. Does it get better than this? means Jesus is the icon of the Father. The express image of his person. In other words, you want to see God, you got to look at Jesus. You want to know how God behaves, he said, look at Jesus. When Jesus moves, that's God moving. When Jesus takes his step, that's God moving. My. No wonder Jesus says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. You see, that's what he was revealing to them, but they hadn't cut it. Listen, the book of John was written long after the first ones, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, were written. In fact, it was written when the Pauline epistles were already being released. So, in his revelation, he comes closest to giving us what the church really is and has.
Hallelujah. You are welcome back to the program, Stick to the Word. When you stick to the Word, you will definitely come back with a testimony.
Praise God.
Now, I want to begin with the intro of how the man of God began to share on the mystery of Christ, continuing from your Love World specials, you know. He said, he asked the question, when you believed in Jesus, what did you get? It's either we have true Christianity, because he said a lot of Christians, they don't know what they received. Kumbaya, you know. My pastor has to make me comfortable. I was watching Love World USA the other day with the highly esteemed Pastor Dan Willis. He was talking about, with the highly esteemed director of Love World Network's pastors. They were talking about how a lot of Christians want their pastor to, you know, make them comfortable, this cushy, comfy Christianity. Mm-hmm. And pastor is saying here, it's either we have true Christianity, real and practicable, or throw it away.
Wow.
No point carrying on a Christian religion because one more religion will not help. It will not help, you know. Without the supernatural Christianity, it is another dead religion. Without the supernatural, Christianity is another dead religion. And this is very practicable in my life. In Christianity, the Christian person must live a supernatural life.
Hallelujah.
You must live a supernatural life.
Hallelujah. Because Christianity is more about the life of God in your body, working through your body, pulsating through your veins. Is a life of divinity.
Hallelujah.
So that has to be in your mind that Christianity is not an ordinary life, but a life of divinity. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We'll be right back. Just relax, and we'll be back very soon. Thank you.
If you haven't subscribed to Alpha TV, what are you waiting for? Get all the TV and radio stations, watch movies you really want to see, and explore the video on demand feature for your favorite programs. Alpha TV is available on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and Love World App Store. Prepare to be entertained and inspired like never before. Download the app, explore Alpha TV, and subscribe today.
Welcome back to Stick to the Word. Praise God. It's been awesome, you know, in today's broadcast. Now, I want you people of God to be able to communicate with us through the King's Chat app. Go to King's Chat and look up the Love World USA platform and leave us your testimonies, your comments, your thoughts. Share your testimonies, please. We need to hear from you. We are desirous to hear from you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Remember to download the Apple TV, the Alpha TV app on your Apple devices, on your Android devices. Very important that you do that. And if you haven't subscribed, honestly, I don't know what you're waiting for. I really don't know what you're waiting for. I pray that you understand how imperative it is for you to have the Alpha TV app as your go-to app on what to watch. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, we go back straight to what we're talking, Sister Chichi, because in Christianity, Pastor was saying, the Christian person must live a supernatural life.
Yes.
Pastor did a teaching on titled, Life is Spiritual. And he said, man is a spirit. And in order for him to thrive, he must participate in the realm of the spirit.
Hallelujah.
You can't cross your legs and pray, you know, and say it's going to be all right in the sweet by and by. That's not how it works.
Mm.
You know, you must participate. If it's not praying for people, receiving answers to prayer, etc., which all of that is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's all nice. Mm-hmm. But Pastor was asking, Christianity, he's saying Christianity is not the preach.
Mm.
Is not the preach. Christianity is not the preach. You know, aside from preaching, it's not what you do when you're carrying out service. Mm. There is a Christian life to live on a daily basis.
Hallelujah.
I use myself as an example. On a daily basis, you're not... this is what I believe, that you, anywhere you go, you can have church. You know, whatever you're doing, as far as you're doing it in the name of Jesus Christ,
hallelujah,
you can have a result.
Hallelujah.
So several years ago, when the highly esteemed Reverend Ken was in Houston here, I was walking in the call center, and I returned a call of a lady who was, you know, she called because she watched Pastor on TV,
mm-hmm,
and she called and I was talking to her. And this is this thing the pastor said reminds me of, there's a Christian life to live on a daily basis.
Wow.
Because there was no choir to sing worship songs. I was just returning the call.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was talking to me until she said something. You know, and when she said that, it was as though a red flag was raised in my spirit. And I told her, but ma'am, the Bible says so and so and so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I said it, she became adamant, like, no, I don't want to hear it. And I'm like, that moment, the Holy Spirit said to me, rebuke the devil.
Wow.
Rebuke those demons. We were just having a conversation. And I said, okay, let's pray. I said, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The moment I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this woman let out this horrible scream. I almost burst my eardrums. And then I started hearing voices from one person. Deep male voice, female voice, animal voice, mm-hmm, and all that. And I said, all of you, because they started talking to me. Oh, you can cast us out. We've been in her so long. Where are we going to go? I said, I don't care. In the name of Jesus. And you know, after that, I called Deacon Chris Teagle, who is now Pastor Chris Teagle. I said, Deacon,
wow,
there's something happened.
Wow.
You know, it's my Christian life. I'm living in the name of the Lord Jesus,
wow,
Christ.
And this is true Christianity, because you're able to discern.
Discernment.
The Holy Ghost ministered to you.
By wisdom.
Exactly. So this is how we are all supposed to live. This is the normal Christian life. Christianity is living the supernatural every single day. Every single day, praise God. So let's walk in that consciousness, hallelujah, to live that extraordinary life every single day. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor mentioned something so profound, hallelujah. Let me read that scripture. In John 14, verse 20, it says that, and at that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye are in me, and
hallelujah,
I in you, praise God. He was like, that day is this day. Christ manifested in the body, hallelujah.
Praise God.
He came to manifest himself in us today, now, living that extraordinary life, expressing Christ to our world every single day, hallelujah.
Every single day.
Jesus came back with the Holy Ghost to join himself with us.
Amen.
The church is his body and the fullness of him, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that is who we are today, manifesting Christ in the fullness of God, hallelujah.
There's another scriptural reference the pastor raised, St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And he did say, St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, chapter 15, chapter 16, chapter 17, are contiguous.
Yeah.
Because Jesus was teaching. Because at some point, he said, all right, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see the movement in chapter 18.
Oh, yeah.
Then when they came to arrest him. Now, but before we get to that, when they came to arrest him, before we get there, let's share about this thing that Pastor said. You know, because Pastor, sometimes he uses Greek words to teach us. Everybody knows about Catalambano and all that. You know, Lambano and Catalambano and Pastor. took it a notch higher. Because it says in St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And Pastor said that word receive is paralambano.
Hallelujah.
The word receive is paralambano. This means to take you to myself in association. To take you into companionship. I will join myself to you when I come again in the person of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's what Jesus said. That's what you were making mention of in a few minutes ago.
Hallelujah.
That paralambano, to be received and joined into association
Hallelujah.
With the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Father, and with the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Praise God. And Pastor says, God in human flesh, that is Christianity.
Hallelujah.
Divinity at work in humanity. The expression Hallelujah. Of the God life in me.
Praise
you know,
God.
You know, when we read, when we go on, we'll get to chapter 18.
Mm-hmm.
But when we read and we read these things, we hear these things, there should be an expression of that God life.
Hallelujah.
You know? Because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Hallelujah.
People of God, don't go away. We'll be right back after this short break. God bless you.
I kinda like you.
Alpha.
Welcome back to Stick to the Word. Praise God. We know you are being transformed and blessed by the Word of God you are receiving right now. Again, if you have any testimony or any comment, kindly go to our King Street page and look for Love What You Will Say and share your comments, share your testimonies. Tell Pastor Chris how much you love him and how he has blessed you. And also download our Alpha TV app on your device and receive the Word of God in different formats and in different ways, and you'll be blessed and transformed. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, before we went on the break, we were talking about the paralambano, that it means to take you to myself in association, to take you into companionship. I will join myself to you when I come again in the person of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You know, pastors did say that Christianity is God in human flesh.
Yes.
Divinity at work in humanity.
Hallelujah.
The expression of the God life in me.
Hallelujah.
In you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, John chapter 14, verse 20, I want to read that scripture for us. Verse 20 says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
Praise God.
And the note I took is says, when I come back, I will join myself to you, paralambano. That day refers, is this day, and it began, you know, let me take it again. That day is this day, and it began when Jesus Christ came back in the person of the Holy Spirit and joined himself to us. And that is how the church began. You know, the church, which is the fullness of him that fills all in all, because he is the head and we are the body, the members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. I love what Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says. If I were to read that in the Passion Translation, the margin reads something. And let me quickly do that because, you know, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory, talking about Jesus, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, if you begin to read from verse 1, let me pull up that translation, the Passion Translation, TPT. I want to show us something that I saw it and I was, you know. It says, throughout our history, God has spoken to our ancestors by his prophets in many different ways. The revelation he gave them was only a fragment at a time, building one truth upon another. But to us living in these last days, God now speaks to us openly in the language of his son.
Wow.
In the language of a son. And I checked that, or he says, he has spoken through a son. We speak in English, right? Mm-hmm. We speak in English. God speaks in son.
Wow.
In son. For Jesus is the language of God.
Hallelujah. So that's powerful.
He is the express image of the Father.
Praise God. See, that is profound. And adding to that, that means the church is the full expression of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
So we are connected.
Exactly.
We are joined to him.
He is the head, and we are the body.
Yes.
Of his flesh, of his bones, the Bible says.
Hallelujah. That is,
hallelujah.
That is powerful. That's profound. Pastor also read Hebrews 2 verse 4. Says that God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will.
Yes.
Pastor mentioned that the gift here is merismos, meaning distribution.
Distribution.
So the Holy Ghost here is being distributed. So when you minister to anybody and share the word of God, you are distributing the Spirit.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
So that's what it actually meant when it says the gift of the Holy Spirit. It means the distribution of the Holy Spirit. And we are ministers of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And wherever we go, we distribute the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Pastor also mentioned something very striking in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 20. Verse 30. Let me read that scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. Praise God. It says that, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Pastor said that, but of him is from the word ex octo, meaning to be out of him, to proceed from him, and to hail from him. So we hail from God. We proceed from God. We are of God. Praise the Lord. And that is very, very profound. So in Christ Jesus, you hail from him. Because in 1 John 4, verse 4, it says that, but ye are of God.
Yes.
And you have overcome them. So that means you hail from God.
From God.
So always have that in mind that you proceed from God.
Praise the Lord.
So therefore, you don't live a human life. You live a divine life because God is a divine God.
God is divine. Because Praise Pastor was saying Christianity is not a religion. Mm-hmm. So wake up to what you've got.
Yes.
The problem is a knowledge and understanding problem.
Yes.
Not a faith issue. Mm-hmm. Because a lot think, okay, I need to get more faith. Mm-hmm. You don't need more faith. When you were born into this kingdom, mm-hmm. you were born with a definite measure of faith.
Hallelujah.
Faith enough for you to actively use and participate. It says, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. What is that measure of faith? Jesus said, if you have faith as small as that of a mustard seed, you will be able to say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and without doubt in your heart, of course. And you see, that is the measure of faith that we receive. Praise God.
Can I add something right there?
Of course.
And you knowing your divinity, you have to confess it. Meditate on who you are. Because Christianity is all about confession of the word of God. So knowing is not enough, but you must speak it and know who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
so
God.
If you're out there and you haven't given your life to Christ, now is the time, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now is the hour to give your life to Him and receive eternal life and live the divine life that God has called you to live. Hallelujah.
Praise
so kindly say these words after me with your heart open to receive from God. Kindly say, Dear God.
Dear God.
I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life.
That Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life.
And I believe in my heart.
And I believe in my heart.
That God raised him up.
That God raised him up.
From the dead.
From the dead.
For my sake.
For my sake.
I boldly declare.
I boldly declare.
That I am born again.
That I am born again.
I have eternal life.
I have eternal life.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Praise God. And congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to God's wonderful family. And if you said this prayer, kindly order this book, calling the number you have on the screen. And get his book and be blessed and transformed. It will teach you the verities of being born again and being a child of God. Hallelujah.
Praise.
And God bless you so much. We love you. And remember,
when you stick to the word, you
will come back with a testimony. God bless you.
Thank you.